designers and craftspeople from all over the state got the chance to showcase their work at a pop-up market at LA Live. Last night's event gave both artists and shoppers a chance to see something a little different.
Pretty much we source our leather downtown, and everything is hand-cut, handmade, hand-sewn.
Okay, the process of making jewelry can be a little bit complicated because I'm kind of, how do you say in a nice way, weird. I basically, like, say for instance, whenever I'm making something, I break it down 3 to 4 times just to make sure that it's right. It has to be right. If it doesn't feel right, it doesn't look right, I automatically take it apart and start over again.
I am married to a landscape designer who is colorblind, and he picks the most bizarre colors because he is colorblind. And actually, a lot of my color choices are influenced by his choices because he sees things so differently.
You know, I can just describe the noun really quick. It's a nice flower hat. I call it the Streets of Gold edition because it has gold embedded around a Bible, which also stands for basic instructions before you leave Earth. You know, we want to live great on Earth, but we want to do some basic instructions before we leave Earth also.
I just picked up a few ties over there. Some sick custom-made ties. Totally let down with the bow ties and the socks, so rocking my gear.
That story was produced by Jonathan Tolliver.